ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 295. விகாரிணாம் சர்வ விகார வேத்தா நித்யா விகாரோ பவிதும் சமர்ஹதி. மனோரஸ்வப்னசுஷுப்திஷு ஸ்புடம் புனப் புனர்திருஷ்டமசத்வமேதயோ. So we are dealing with the topic of Nididhyasanam and continuing with that topic, Shankaracharya points out that the primary task of a seeker is learning to shift the aham or I from the ahankara to sakshi. That is what he is discussing. Ahankara is what? It is defined as the mind plus reflected consciousness, which includes the body also. But we do not enumerate the body because it is subject to arrival and departure from janma to janma. Whereas the mind and the reflected consciousness, they will not undergo change. It is not replaced with janmas. Mind is the same entity. Chidabhasa also is same, the reflected consciousness. And so we say, ahankara is the continuing mind plus chidabhasa mixture. Ahankara is what? The continuing mind plus the chidabhasa mixture. And this ahankara, this wears out, this ahankara, that wears out, wears the physical body during one janma and drop it and makes it in another. Takes another one in another janma, that goes on doing. So physical body is not generally included in ahankara. Nothing wrong if included also, but mind and reflected consciousness, that mixture, that continues forever till a person gets moksha. So anadikala, it continues. Therefore, ahankara is sabhasa, that means sabhasa manaha, and along with ahankara, the original consciousness or the sakshi or the witness is also inherently present. Because reflection cannot exist without the original, any reflection. That is, ahankara and sakshi are always together. These are all important concepts we should understand clearly. Ahankara and sakshi are always together. And now the question is, why should I own up the sakshi part and disown the ahankara part? Why not the other way? Why don't I own the ahankara part and disown the sakshi part? The logic is, sakshi is my swarupam, that is my nature. And ahankara is only my incidental nature. So sakshi is swabhavika rupam and ahankara is agantuka rupam. We call it agantuka rupam, incidental. Just like the fire has its heat as its swabhavika rupam, and water's heat is agantukam. Once you remove the source of fire from water, water will not be hot anymore. Therefore, should I own my intrinsic nature of sakshi or incidental nature of ahankara is the question. Naturally, I should own up the intrinsic nature only. And then the next question will be, how do I prove that ahankara is my incidental nature? That's the next question. Again, Shankaracharya, he gives the reasoning. Whatever comes and goes is incidental, and whatever that never comes and goes is intrinsic. This is the fundamental definition. So, ahankara is there only in jagratavastha, in the waking state, and also in swapnavastha. It is not there in sushupti and samadhi. Not in deep sleep state, nor samadhi, ahankara is not there. So, only when I wake up, the father, the mother, the individuality, and also all the problems, they all come only when I wake up. సో లాంగ్ యాజ్ ఐఎమ్ అస్లీప్ ఐ హ్యావ్ నో ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఐ స్లీప్ పీస్ఫుల్లీ. దేర్ఫోర్ ఆగమాపాయిత్వాత్ వ్యభిచర స్వభావ స్వరూపత్వాత్ అహంకార ఆగంతుక అండ్ అనాగమాపాయిత్వాత్ అవ్యభిచర స్వభావ స్వరూపత్వాత్ సాక్షి స్వరూప సాక్షి స్వరూపభూత. సో దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ దట్ ఇస్ మై ఇంట్రిన్సిక్ నేచర్ సాక్షి. సో ఆగమ అపాయి మీన్స్ కమింగ్ అండ్ గోయింగ్, అనాగమ అపాయి మీన్స్ ద ఆపోజిట్ ఆఫ్ దాట్, నాట్ కమింగ్ అండ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్. సో సాక్షి కంటిన్యూస్ ఇన్ సుషుప్తి ఇన్ ద డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్. ఇఫ్ నాట్ వీ కెనాట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ సుషుప్తి ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. ఇఫ్ సాక్షి డజన్ కంటిన్యూ ఇన్ సుషుప్తి వీ కెనాట్ ఈవెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ డీప్ స్లీప్. హౌ డు యూ ప్రూవ్ అహంకార ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ సుషుప్తి? ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లిమిటేషన్, ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లోకలైజేషన్, ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇండివిజువాలిటీ ఇన్ డీప్ స్లీప్. దాట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రూఫ్ ఫార్ ద డిసొల్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార. Therefore Shankara in sleep. Therefore Shankaracharya says it is wise to own up sakshi and is foolish to own up ahankara. Suppose one insists to own up ahankara only. He says I am very comfortable with ahankara, I want to own that up. Then the guru will say, wish you all the very best, go get so many dents in life and then come back. That's what he will say. It is like a baby pulling its own hair. We have all seen baby pulling its own hair and crying. And as it cries, it will pull even more. So that's what we are doing. So by owning up ahankara, that's what we are doing. Therefore, drop and enjoy or hold on to ahankara and suffer. That is one's choice. So he says, vikarinam sarva vikara vetta. If you look at the shlokam, vikarinam sarva vikara vetta. Sakshi is the illuminator, veta, illuminator, literally knower. Veta means knower or experiencer of what? Sarva vikara, all the modifications. Vikara is modifications, all the modifications of what? Vikarinam, all the changing things. So Sakshi is the illuminator of the changes of the changing things. Things always keep on changing. That means Annamaya Kosha is Vikari, changing thing. And what are the Vikaras of Annamaya Kosha? Balyam, Kaumaram, Yuvanam, Vardakyam, all these, you know, young age, old age, youth, all those things, they are all the various Vikaras, modifications of Annamaya Kosha. And finally, Maranam also. In Tattva Bodha language, if you want to say it, Asti, Jayate, Vardate, Viparinamate, Apakshiyate, Vinashyati. Maranam also is a vikara only. And if you take pranamaya kosha, it has got also vikaras. What are the vikaras? Ashanaya, pipasa. So it has got hunger, it has got thirst, it has got indigestion. All those things relate to pranamaya kosha. And if you take manomaya kosha, it has got all the vikaras. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. All those things are the vikaras of manomaya kosha. And if you take vijnanamaya kosha, it has got vikaras like what? Ajnana, samshaya, viparyaya, jnanam. They all belong to vijnanamaya kosha. And anandamaya kosha has got, what are the vikaras it has got? Priya, modha, pramodha. We have seen all this. That's why I'm not dealing with in detail here. So priya vritti, modha vritti, pramodha vritti, they are all the vikaras, the modifications of anandamaya kosha. So we have got 5 vikaris and different types of vikaras. All of them are illumined by what? By the sakshi. And that is the nature of this illuminator. And what is the nature of this illuminator sakshi? It is nityaha avikaraha bhavitum arhati. The illuminator of the changes that remains changeless. That is its nature. The illuminator of all changes in all vyavasthas, that is, that remains changeless. It has to remain changeless. If the sakshi also is changing, what will happen then? To illumine the changes of the sakshi, we will require another illuminator and another illuminator and so on. Suppose someone asks the question, can a thing illumine its own changes? We may ask the question, can anything illumine its own changes? It's a technical question. We say no, that is not possible. Why? The reason is this. Changes are the property of a changing thing. Suppose, for example, hand changes. Hand is the substance and the various changes are the properties. Now, if you ask the question, can a changing thing illumine its own changes? Actually, we have to rephrase the question. Can a substance illumine its own properties? Hand is a substance. The changes are properties. So, can hand illumine its own properties? We say it's never possible because if it has to do so, the substance should become subject and the property should become object. And the property can never become object of the substance because to become an object, it has to remain away. Like the eye, it cannot see its own color. Can my eyes see my eye color? Because then we have to pluck the color alone and keep it away, and then only I can perceive that. But the property cannot be set aside for the substance to objectify. So one of the basic laws of Vedanta is what? A substance can never objectify its property. Observer can never objectify his own property. If Sakshi has changes, the Sakshi's changes cannot be illumined by Sakshi itself. And we will require another Sakshi. Therefore, what is the ultimate conclusion? Sakshi has to be changeless. We went through all this discussion essentially to say Sakshi has to be changeless. Okay. So, Nityaha Avikaraha Bhavitum Arhati. Witness of the changes has to be changeless. Okay. Now, Shankaracharya, he discusses this topic actually in the 13th chapter of Kshetrajnam Chapimam Vidhi Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yogaha. In that chapter, he discusses this in detail. So, Shankaracharya, he analyzes and he brings this idea. So, avikaraha, changeless. Therefore, only nityaha. Because it is changeless, it is nityaha. If something is changeless, it has to be nityaha. Because one of the changes is what? Is smaranam. Death also is a change. Vinashyati, we said. And so he has no death. So nitya. So yajyat nirvikaram tadat nityam bhavitum arhati. So nityaha avikaraha sakshi. And when do you find or when do you experience this? We do experience it regularly. That is why avastatraya vichara. That becomes very important. Inquiry into the three states of consciousness, the waking state, the dream state, and the deep sleep state, that inquiry becomes very important because we experience this fact regularly. Therefore, he says, sputam drishtam. This fact is very clearly seen. Which fact is seen? Yetayoho asatvam. The fleeting nature of these two. Which two? The changing substance and the changes. Ahankara and the ahankara vihkaraha. The changes of ahankara and ahankara, these are the two changing things. So both are arriving and departing. So it is asat, asatvam. Punaha punaha drishtam. We are repeatedly experiencing this. And that too how? Sputam. Very clearly. There is no doubt at all about this. The Sakshi's permanence, we experience daily. Ahankara's impermanence, again we experience daily. That is why we repeatedly assert we don't require any new experience at all. Vedanta's aim is not giving any new experience, but it only wants to give us a new knowledge, understanding based on the available experience that we go through every day. Vedanta does not insist on giving another experience. That is why we don't emphasize at all samadhi. Samadhi what? We don't require any new experience at all. Once you are out of samadhi, again, it's the same problem. We only require a new insight based on the available experience which we go through every day. And what are the available experiences? Ahankara arrival and departure, and Sakshi's non-arrival and non-departure. These are the experiences we have every day. And what is the new knowledge that we have to derive? I am not the Ahankara aspect. I am not the Ahankara aspect. I am the Sakshi aspect, Sakshi Amsha. It is a matter of understanding. Our problem is what? Not a Brahma Anubhava. We all have experience of Brahma Anubhava. But is the lack of Brahma Jnana Pala Anubhava. That is what we don't have. We have to keep on reminding ourselves. Otherwise, Vedanta will be very confusing only. Therefore, he says, Sputam Drishtam. We experience this fact very clearly, Sputam, clearly every day. When? Manoratha Swapna Sushuptisho. Manoratha means in our imagination. Daydreaming. You know, many times we all daydream. Daydreaming, imagination. The imagination example is given to show that the mind is changing. In imagination, what happens? Mind imagines so many things, so many thoughts come. There is constant change. I, the witness, am changeless. The Sakshi, I am changeless. So, Manoratha. Then, Swapna. Swapna is the dream. It is a state in which we very clearly objectify the mind. Because the entire world that we experience in dream is nothing but thoughts of mind. The entire dream world is what? Is nothing but thoughts of mind. And therefore, the objectification of dream is objectification of our own mind. Because all thoughts are in our mind. Objectification of our own mind. Because there is no dream other than our own mind. And therefore, Shankaracharya, in his Upadesha Sahasri, there is another work, I don't know when we may be able to see that, he spends one full chapter to reveal this fact. This chapter is called Swapna Smriti Prakaranam. There is this chapter in that, Swapna Smriti Prakaranam. He is hinting it here as Manoratha Swapna, all these states. And Sushuptishu. Sushuptishu, the deep sleep state, where the objectified mind is resolved completely. But the objectifier Sakshi, that continues. So the objectified mind is completely resolved, whereas the objectifier, namely the Sakshi, that continues. So very clear. Sputam Drishtam. Therefore, they are all incidental. Sakshi is my intrinsic nature. All of those are incidental.
Shloka 296. Atho bhimanam tyaja mamsa pinde pindha bhimanin yapi buddhi kalpite kalatraya vadyamakhanda bodham jnatva swamatmanam upaihi shantim. Chakai is using strong language. Therefore, what is the task of nididhyasanam?
Nididhyasana means Deha Abhimana Tyagaha. Drop off your identification with the body. If he uses the word body, we may not disidentify it because we like our body. We do so many things, pray this, that, and all, put so many of that lotion, this lotion, all kinds of, not even one gray hair can be there. So all those, so body is so dear to us. So he doesn't use the word body. So it, because it will be difficult to disidentify. So he calls this body as Mamsa Pindam, which is a piece of rotten flesh, eatable by animals only. By creating this feeling of disgust, perhaps he thinks there may be a chance to leave this identification with the body. Mamsa Pinde Abhimanam Tyaja. Not only give up this Thula Sharira identification, Pinda Abhimanin Yapi, and also give up your identification with the reflected consciousness, which is the Pinda Abhimani, that also. So Pinda Abhimani here refers to Chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness, which has got the localized I notion. Pinda means Sharira, the body. So Pinda Abhimani, that refers to the Chidabhasa or the reflected consciousness. Where is the Chidabhasa formed? బుద్ధి కల్పితే, బుద్ధి కల్పితే మీన్స్ అపాన్ ది ఇంటలెక్ట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఫార్మ్డ్, బుద్ధి ప్రతిబింబితే ఇత్యర్థ. సో ఈవెన్ దో చిదాభాస ఈజ్ క్లోజర్ టు ద రియల్ ఐ, ఈస్ బెటర్ దాన్ శరీరం బాడీ. వై? శరీరం ఇస్ జడం, శరీరం ఇస్ ఇనర్ట్, వైల్ చిదాభాస ఈజ్ ఎఫల్జెంట్, రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇస్ ఎఫల్జెంట్. వెన్ యూ కంపేర్ ఏ మిర్రర్ అండ్ ద రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ సన్, మిర్రర్ ఇస్ వెరీ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సన్, బట్ ది రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ సన్ ఈజ్ క్లోజర్ టు ద ఒరిజినల్ సన్. సిమిలర్లీ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ క్లోజర్ టు ద ఒరిజినల్ ఒరిజినల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. సో వీ మే హ్యావ్ మోర్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ విత్ దాట్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ పర్ హ్యాప్స్. సో ఆచార్య సేస్ చితాభాషే అభి అభిమానం త్యజ, లీవ్ యువర్ అభిమానం ఈవెన్ విత్ చిదాభాస. వై షుడ్ యూ గివ్ ఇట్ అప్? బికాస్ చిదాభాస ఆల్సో ఈస్ యాజ్ ఇంపర్మనెంట్ యాజ్ ద రిఫ్లెక్టింగ్ మీడియం. ఇఫ్ రిఫ్లెక్టింగ్ మీడియం ఈస్ పెరిషబుల్, రిఫ్లెక్టింగ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆల్సో ఈస్ పెరిషబుల్. సో లీవింగ్ బోత్ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ వాట్? ద ఒరిజినల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. ద ఒరిజినల్ కాన్షియస్ డోంట్ పే ఎ బిగ్ ప్రైజ్ ఫార్ ది అదర్ టు, నేమ్లీ ద రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అండ్ ద రిఫ్లెక్టింగ్ మీడియం. రిఫ్లెక్టింగ్ మీడియం ఇస్ లైక్ ఎ మిర్రర్, డోంట్ పే సో మచ్ ప్రైజ్ ఫార్ దెమ్. సో పిండ అభిమాని అపీం, పిండ అభిమాని అపీం బుద్ధి కల్పితే, యాక్చువల్లీ ది సెంటెన్స్ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్కంప్లీట్ హియర్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు కంప్లీట్ ఇట్ బై సప్లయింగ్ అభిమానం త్యజ. లీవ్ ది అభిమాన ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్, ఇన్ షార్ట్ అహంకార అభిమానం త్యజ. లీవ్ ది అభిమాన ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ విత్ అహంకార. దెన్ వాట్ షుడ్ ఐ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు దెన్? ఇఫ్ యూ ఆస్క్ మీ టు లీవ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, వాట్ షుడ్ ఐ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు? కాలత్రయ అబాధ్యం అఖండ బోధం స్వం ఆత్మానం ఉపైహి. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ సేస్. మే యూ ఓన్ అప్, మే యూ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ స్వం ఆత్మానం, యువర్ రియల్ హయర్ నేచర్ ఆత్మానం, విచ్ ఇస్ అఖండ బోధం, విచ్ ఇస్ అన్లోకలైజ్డ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ పెర్వేడింగ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్డివిసిబుల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్, కాలత్రయ అబాధ్యం, which can never be negated in all the three periods of time, past, present and future. I need not be bothered about time flowing at all. As long as I am in ahankara, kala kridati gachati, all those things, all those things will influence me. Time will always fly. I am aging, insecurity of aging. As long as I am in ahankara, yamadharma raja will be threatening me every moment. But once you identify with Sakshi, Yamadharmaraja cannot threaten at all. On the other hand, one can threaten Yamadharmaraja also. In Kathopanishad, it is said, Mrityur yasya upasetanam. Yamadharmaraja himself is the food for Atma, whereas Ahankara is the food for Yamadharmaraja. So you decide whether you want to eat Yama or you want Yama to eat you. That's what he says. So if you are in ahankara, you will be eaten. If you are in sakshi, you will be the eater. So atmanam upaihi. How to do that? Jnatva. Mere understanding is sufficient. You don't have to do anything else, because sakshi is already your nature. There is no need to reach it. It is not something one has to get in time, some other future time. It is only a matter to own up. Not only that, owning up of Sakshi is owning up what? Is Shanti. So Shantim Upaihi. May you enjoy permanent peace of mind instead of floating like a log of wood in the ocean. May you enjoy peace. Shloka 297. Tejabhimanam Kula Gotra Nama రూపాశ్రమే వార్ద్రశవాశ్రితేషు లింగస్య ధర్మానపి కర్తృతాధీన్ త్యక్త్వా భవాఖండ సుఖస్వరూపః. సో ధర్మ అధ్యాస త్యాగ, ధర్మ అధ్యాస త్యాగ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ యూ షుడ్ డిసైడెంటిఫై విత్ ద బాడీ, యూ షుడ్ ఆల్సో డిసైడెంటిఫై ఫ్రమ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ. I am male, I am female, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, my Gotra is this, my Sutra is this, Apastamba Sutra, all that. Actually, they are all the properties of the body by virtue of my parentage. and parents give birth to what? Only the grass body, stula shariram only they give birth to. And therefore, give up all those associations, abhimanam. Now, for body, he uses another word. In previous sloka, he called it as mamsa pindam, lump of flesh. If vairagya doesn't come yet, even after describing the body like that, now he uses even a stronger word. The body is ardra shavaha. It is a wet corpse. This body is nothing but a wet corpse. It's not dried up yet. If it really dies, it will dry up. It will dry up. Now it's not dried up yet. It is a would-be dead body only. This body that you have is going to be a would-be dead body only. It's only a matter of time. So, ardrashave, the would-be corpse. So, this body, it has got what? Kulam. It has got family, lineage. Gotram, it has got gotra, it has got nama, it has a name. Rupam, it has a form. It has ashrama, it has a stage of life. Brahmacharya ashrama, grahastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, sannyasa ashrama, in all of them. So, ardra savastriteshum, ashrameshu, abhimanam chaja. So, these are all the stula sharira dharma. All these things are the properties of the physical body. And the next abhimana is what? Sukshma sharira dharma. That I am intelligent, I am educated, I am a compassionate person, you know, all those things. So, lingasya dharmanapi tyaja. Lingam means sukshma sharira, the subtle body. What are those dharmas? Aham karta, aham bhokta, jnata, pramata, all these dharmas also. So, kartrudadi means kartrutvam, etc., doership. Also, tyaja, may you give up. Then, what should I do? Akanda sukha swarupaha bhava. May you own up the akanda sukha swarupam. In the previous shloka, he said, akanda chitrupam. So, chaitanya rupam, chitrupi chaitanya rupam, you own up. Then, perhaps some people might say, who is interested in the unknown Chaitanya? You are talking about all Chaitanya mandal. These are all foreign language to me. I don't even understand what Chaitanya is. Why should I own up? So he very quietly changes it here. Akanda Ananda Rupam. You own up. Then everyone may get interested because it's Ananda Rupam. Everybody wants happiness. So and if one says, I am already happy. If somebody says, no problem, I am already happy. I don't require this Atmananda at all. Then we say to him, you have got the other happiness, namely the experiential pleasure. But the problem is, you don't know when it will go away. If you say you are happy now, fine, we are happy about it, but you don't know when that happiness will go away. Because it is precariously balanced. For example, you know, in India, we have got several coalition governments. They are all very precariously balanced. One party can pull up their MPs or whatever it is, government will go down. So, don't hold on to that. Akanda sukha swarupaha. Unthreatened ananda. That's what you have to own up. May you own up that unthreatened ananda. Your own nature. Shloka 298. Santyante pratibandaha pumsa samsara heta vodrishtaha teshamekam moolam pratamavikaro vavatyahankaraha. This is a peculiar meter. Actually, this meter is different. It's called Vishamavrittam. We have already talked about this earlier. Read like prose, you know, thing like that. So, it is an irregular meter. It cannot be chanted. Whatever can be chanted, that is called Shamavrittam. This is Vishamavrittam. So, they also have Ardha Shamavrittam. We have seen that also earlier. So, one half like shloka, the other one is like a prose. All these various meters are there. In prosody, Sanskrit prosody. Here Sankaracharya says that instead of asking a person to give up this and that, what you should do? All these aspects of attachment, they all can be clubbed together and put in the form of one abhimana. Instead of telling you give up this, you give up that, and give a big list. You don't have to do all that. Club them all together into one box. And that is called ahankara. So instead of separately saying putra abhimana, wife abhimana, that abhimana, profession abhimana, all that thing, therefore he says, pumsaha anye ప్రతిబంధాః సంతి. ఫార్ ద సీకర్ దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ అదర్ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మెనీ అదర్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్. వీ కెన్ ఎన్యూమరేట్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అ ఫ్యూ శాంపుల్స్ లైక్ వాట్ ద వైఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్, హస్బెండ్ అటాచ్మెంట్, చిల్డ్రన్ అటాచ్మెంట్, ప్రొఫెషనల్ అటాచ్మెంట్, హౌస్ అటాచ్మెంట్, కార్ అటాచ్మెంట్. బట్ సిన్స్ దర్ ఆర్ ఇన్యూమరబుల్ పొసెషన్స్, ది అభిమానాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్యూమరబుల్. అండ్ ఎవ్రీ అభిమాన ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ సంసార హేతు, అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ యాక్చువల్లీ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. అండ్ వేదాంత గోస్ టు ద అల్టిమేట్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఈవెన్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు గురు, శాస్త్ర అండ్ ఈశ్వర, దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో అభిమాన హేతు. సో ఆశ ఇన్ తమిళ్ దర్ ఇస్ స్టేట్మెంట్, ఆశయరుమిన్గల్ ఈశనోడాయినం ఆశయరుమిన్గల్. ఎనీ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఇస్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. దిస్ ఇస్ ద వేదాంతిక్ పొజిషన్. దర్ఫోర్ ఆల్ దోస్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ ఫర్ వాట్, ఫర్ ఆత్మానంద. దర్ఫోర్ సంసార హేతవ దృష్టాః. సో ఆల్ దీస్ ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఆర్ ది కాస్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇఫ్ యు హ్యావ్ ఎనీ పెయిన్ ఇన్ లైఫ్, ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి ట్రేస్డ్ వాట్ టు వన్ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఆర్ ది అదర్. అండ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ అటాచ్మెంట్స్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద బేసిక్ ఆర్ బేస్ ఆఫ్ ద రూట్? అహంకార తేషాం మూల. బికాస్ ఆల్ అదర్ అటాచ్మెంట్స్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ మమకార. మై వైఫ్, మై హౌస్, మై పొసెషన్, మై డిగ్రీ, మై ప్రొఫెషన్, ఆల్ దీస్ మై అటాచ్మెంట్స్, దే ఆల్ హ్యావ్ గాట్ ద రూట్ ఇన్ వాట్? ఇన్ అహం. సో మమకార ఈస్ అగైన్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ అహంకార. దర్ఫోర్ తేషాం మూలం ప్రథమ వికార, ది ఫస్ట్ ప్రోడక్ట్. ప్రథమ వికార మీన్స్ ద ఫస్ట్ ప్రోడక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆత్మ ఇస్ వాట్? అహంకార భవతి. వితౌట్ ద ఫస్ట్ పర్సన్ సింగులర్ ఐ, దర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ సెకండ్ పర్సన్ అండ్ థర్డ్ పర్సన్. దర్ఫోర్ అహం ఇస్ సెట్ టు బి ది ప్రథమ వికార ప్రోడక్ట్. ప్రోడక్ట్ ఇస్ ద కార్యం ఫ్రమ్ ఆత్మ. ఇన్ అధ్యాస భాష్య, యాక్చువల్లీ వీ హావ్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ అధ్యాస ఎర్లియర్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఎగో. సో అధ్యాస భాష్య, సో దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అహంకార అధ్యాస సూపర్ ఇంపొజిషన్. సో ప్రాథమిక అధ్యాస ది ప్రైమరీ సూపర్ ఇంపొజిషన్, ఆల్ అదర్స్ ఆర్ సెకండరీ సూపర్ ఇంపొజిషన్. సో యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ దట్ అహం ఇస్ దేర్, ఐ, ద ఐ నోషన్ ఇస్ దేర్, మమ విల్ బి దేర్. As long as the I notion is there, mine notion will always be there. As long as mama, mine is there, samsara will always be there. So are you willing to give up aham and mama, the I notion and mine notion, are you willing to give up? This is the basic question. If you are interested in jivan mukti, you have to start giving up both of them. Actually, when Acharya was once telling somebody, you know, you have to give this I notion and mamakara, ahankara and all. And the person asked the question, it seems, okay, you are telling me I should give up the notion of mine. Now I am living in this house. This house I think is mine. So thinking that I am paying now taxes to the county. Should I have to pay taxes at all or not? If I don't have to think it's not my house, should I have to pay tax at all or not? If I don't pay property taxes, then I cannot live in this house. They may ask me to vacate. So what should I do? So Acharya said, yes, you keep paying the taxes, because even though you may not think that it is your house, the guy who gives you the tax, whatever the bill, he thinks that it is yours. So at least for his sake, you have to pay. Whether he has Brahma or whatever it is, that's a separate vichara. But at least in this case, he thinks that you want this. At least for that, you have to pay the taxes. So in practical life, I just gave this example essentially because practical life things are different. You know, we have to deal with them accordingly. But according to Vedanta, ultimately the I notion and the mind notion, they are the two fundamental things that has to go. If they don't go, samsara will continue. So are you willing to give up this aham and mama? That is the basic question. So if you are interested in jivan mukti, you have to start giving up both of them. So this is going to be the topic actually in the next 12 shlokas. Acharya is discussing this topic very elaborately. This is ahankara management. We can call it in management parlance, ahankara management, from shloka 298 టు శ్లోకా 3:10 హి సేస్ అహంకార ఈస్ ది బిగ్గెస్ట్ ఎనిమీ ఆఫ్ ఎ స్పిరిచువల్ సీకర్ ఎనీ పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ముక్తి ఇన్ మోక్ష ఫర్ హిమ్ అహంకార ఇస్ ది బిగ్గెస్ట్ ఎనిమీ శ్లోకా 2:99 యావత్ స్యాత్ స్వస్య సంబంధః అహంకారేణ దురాత్మనాం తావన్నలేశమాత్రాపి ముక్తి వార్తా విలక్షణ. సో వి రిమెంబర్ ది డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార. ది అహంకార ఇస్ వాట్ ద బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ విత్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆర్ చిదాభాస. చిదాభాస లిఫ్ట్ దీస్ టర్మ్స్ వి ఆర్ ఫెమిలియర్. సో ది ఒరిజినల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇస్ ఆత్మ అండ్ అన్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఎ మిక్స్చర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ అండ్ అహంకార. ఎనీ ఇండివిజువల్ ఇస్ ఎ మిక్స్చర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ అండ్ అహంకార. అంటిల్ డెత్ the body is going to continue, the gross body is going to continue, mind will continue, reflection also will continue. Therefore, whether one is a jnani or an ajnani, ahankara will be there. So we should not think a jnani doesn't have ahankara, he also has ahankara. All the transactions are done by the mixture of ahankara and atma only. That is why in sleep, when ahankara is resolved, ఆత్మా కెనాట్ ఫంక్షన్ అట్ ఆల్ ఇన్ స్లీప్. వాట్ డూ వి డోంట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్. సో అహంకార కెనాట్ ఫంక్షన్ అట్ ఆల్ బికాస్ అహంకార ఈజ్ రిసాల్వ్, ఆత్మ విల్ నాట్ ఫంక్షన్ అట్ ఆల్. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ నిధిధ్యాసనం హియర్, ఈవెన్ దో ద మిక్స్చర్ ఈస్ ట్రాన్సాక్టింగ్, ఐ షుడ్ గివ్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ టు ది ఆత్మా పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ మీ అలోన్. ఐ ఎమ్ ఎ మిక్స్చర్ ఆఫ్ బోత్ ఆత్మా అండ్ అహంకార, బట్ ఐ షుడ్ గివ్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ టు ది ఆత్మా పార్ట్. ది అహంకార ఈస్ నాట్ గివెన్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ అట్ ఆల్. మోర్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ గివెన్ టు అహంకార, మోర్ పవర్ఫుల్ విల్ బి సంసార. సో ఇఫ్ యూ గో ఆన్ గివింగ్ మోర్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ టు అహంకార, సంసార విల్ బి మోర్ పవర్ఫుల్. అండ్ హౌ డు యూ గివ్ లెసర్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ టు అహంకార? వి వాంట్ టు షిఫ్ట్ అవర్ ఎంఫసిస్ టు ఆత్మ. హౌ కెన్ వి గివ్ లెసర్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ టు అహంకార? బికాస్ అహంకార ఈస్ ఫండమెంటల్ రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ మై బర్త్ ఐ హావ్ అహంకార. హౌ టు డిజోన్ దాట్? ఓన్లీ బై విజ్డమ్ that ahankara is mithya. We have to understand ahankara is mithya, it is perishable, it will have the shadvikara problem. Shadvikara is what? Jayate, you know, asti jayate vartate, all these six modifications. So it will have samyoga association, it will have viyoga dissociation, for all of them. It is not that ahankara has problem, but ahankara is problem. It is not ahankara has problem, it is ahankara is problem. So my attitude towards ahankara, that should change. This is what is said here. Ahankarena duratmana. Look at the title he gives to ahankara, duratmana. He calls ahankara as duratma. So dushtaswarupaha. It is a problematic, it's a headache activity, headache entity is ahankara. Ahankara is a headache. Samsara is inherent in ahankara. There is no question of ahankara without samsara at all. Ahankara without samsara doesn't exist, because ahankara is samsara. So long as we hold on to ahankara, we hold on to samsara also, and this should be very, very well understood. Therefore, ahankaraha duratma, dushta swarupaha or dukkha swarupaha duratma. So what to do? Svasya sambandha, I should never have serious connection to ahankara at all. Either by invoking it or dwelling upon it, I should never have any association with it at all. In fact, throughout our life, all our problems and programs and plans are all for what? We plan so much, program so much, are all for what? For improving ahankara only. That's what we are striving to do every day. And our hope is what? One day, a condition will come that ahankara will enjoy all the peace. That's what we are nurturing ahankara so much, that one day I will get ultimate shanti for ahankara. In fact, by the time the setup is all ready, the conditions are all set up for me to enjoy ahankara, what happens? It is time to quit. I am gone. So transfer order has already come from Yama Dharmaraja. That's what happens. Therefore, ahankara can never have mukti. Therefore, yavat sambandha syat ahankarena. So, as long as your life is ahankara oriented life, ahankara oriented plans, ahankara oriented preparations, all of them, so long you are actually, as we say, skating on thin ice. You don't know when we'll fall into the waters. So learn to go higher and own up atma, give up ahankara. So he says yavat swasya atmanaha, the higher nature. So ahankarena, with the lower nature, sambandha asti. Whatever sambandha you have to give up and go up. So as long as the higher I wants to have a partnership with the lower I, tavate, so long, Shankara, he promises one thing, mukti varta nasti. There is no chance of even using the word mukti, mukti varta. Even using the word mukti, even that word, even you cannot use. How much is not there? That he says, leshamatra api. Leshamatra means, leshamatra api, even a small amount, even a remote possibility of talking about mukti, even that is not there. So liberation is not there at all. Vilakshana. Vilakshana, which liberation is totally different from the samsara. That is not there at all. Here vilakshana means samsara vilakshana. It does not mean that you should give up ahankara completely. We have to understand, because one has to be very careful. We cannot give up ahankara completely at all. Ahankara cannot be given up, because all the transactions that we do in day-to-day life are all through ahankara only. Even if a jnani wants to teach his disciple, he takes his role as a teacher only through what? Through ahankara only. Atma cannot even be a guru. Therefore, ahankara cannot be dropped at all. But it has to be used, but we should not get hooked on to that, to ahankara. It should be detached, the use of ahankara. That is what is indicated here. So, ahankara cannot be given up. We have to be careful. Ahankara should be used, because without ahankara, we cannot transact anything in life. Keep it functional, without attachment. And the best example they give is what? The actor and his role, his vesha. Put on the role, put on the vesham, but don't take it seriously as real. So it is only a role. It is only a vesham. Give it up after the role is played. Shloka 300. Ahankara grahan muktaha swarupamupapadyate chandravadvimala purnaha sadananda swayam prabaha. So a question might come, if I break my association with ahankara, will I not become then incomplete? Previously there were two, that is ahankara and atma. I was there, the atma, and ahankara was there. Now if you say I have to break my association with ahankara, then will I not be incomplete? Shankaracharya says, by dropping ahankara, you will not miss anything. Because ahankara is not required to improve your status. Because without ahankara, atma is purnaha, atma is nityaha, shuddaha. In fact, the very existence of ahankara is because of your blessing, atma's blessing only. Remember the example actually in the Bhagavad Gita. If the river threatens the ocean by saying, if you do not respect me, the river, I will not give you waters, because all rivers, you know, ultimately go to the ocean. So if the rivers, for example, they threaten the ocean, if you don't respect me, I will not give you waters. What will the ocean say? It won't even talk to the river. It won't even care. Because the ocean knows the very arrival of the river is because of the ocean. The water of the ocean evaporates as cloud. Cloud pours down as rain, which becomes river. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudram apaha pravishanti yadvate. That's what he said. Therefore, ahankara is not required for my purnatvam at all. Ahankara can maximum help in expressing my purnatvam. It might do that much. In fact, jnani uses ahankara not for getting purnatvam, but for expressing his purnatvam as what? Not saying that I am jnani. Through his compassion, through his love, through his fearlessness, through his generosity, through all that, he is expressing his purnatvam. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ అహంకార డస్ నాట్ మేక్ మీ కంప్లీట్ అట్ ఆల్. ఇఫ్ అహంకార గోస్ మై పొజిషన్ ఓన్లీ విల్ బి బెటర్. దర్ఫోర్ హీ సేస్ అహంకార గ్రహాత్ ముక్త, ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద గ్రహ ద హోల్డ్ ఆర్ గ్రిప్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార. స్వరూపం ఉపపద్యతే, ఎ పర్సన్ డిస్కవర్స్ హిస్ సుపీరియర్ నేచర్, దాట్ ఈస్ హిస్ స్వరూపం, హీ డిస్కవర్స్ దాట్. సో కాంట్రడీ టు హిస్ థాట్స్ హిస్ స్టేటస్ హ్యాస్ నాట్ కమ్ డౌన్ బట్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ ఇంక్రీస్డ్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ హిస్ స్వరూపం? విమల, విమల మీన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్యూర్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ బ్లెమిష్. అహంకార ఓన్లీ గేవ్ మీ ఇంప్యూరిటీ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సంచిత కర్మ, ఆగామి కర్మ, ప్రారబ్ధ కర్మ, పుణ్యపాప. సో బై మై అసోసియేషన్ మై లైఫ్ నెవర్ ఇంప్రూవ్డ్. మై అసోసియేషన్ విత్ అహంకార మై లైఫ్ నెవర్ ఇంప్రూవ్డ్ అట్ ఆల్, ఇట్ ఓన్లీ బికేమ్ వర్స్. దేర్ ఫోర్ విమల, విమల మీన్స్ పూర్ణ. సో ఐ డిస్కవర్ దట్ అహంకార హ్యాస్ గివెన్ మీ ఓన్లీ ఎ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లిమిటేషన్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఈవెన్ వితౌట్ కమింగ్ టు వేదాంత ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ వెరీ క్లియర్ డ్యూరింగ్ వేకింగ్ అండ్ ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ అహంకార ఐ ఇస్ యాక్టివ్. దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ మై ఫీలింగ్? ఐ ఫీల్ లిమిటెడ్, రైట్? దట్ ఈస్ వై ద మోమెంట్ ఐ వేకప్ ఆల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ దే బిగిన్. ఐ షుడ్ డూ దిస్, ఐ షుడ్ డూ దాట్. వై? బికాస్ ఐ థింక్ మై లైఫ్ విల్ బికమ్ కంప్లీట్ ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ ఐ డూ ఆల్ దోస్ యాక్టివిటీస్. So, in Ahankara Pradhana life, so many incomplete things exist. Whereas in Sakshi Pradhana life, in which state? In Sushupti Avastha, in the deep sleep state where only Sakshi is there, Ahankara is completely dissolved. My personality is Atma Pradhana because Ahankara lies low in Sushupti. And in Atma Pradhana life, who am I? I am Purnaha, Ananda Swarupaha. That is why I love sleep. Therefore, Purnaha. And Sada Anandaha, permanent Ananda it is. Ahankara never gets permanent Ananda at all. Even if it gets some Ananda, one has to somehow hold on to that Ananda. One is not sure when will it go away. As someone said, first you struggled for status, then you struggled for status quo. Swamiji says, jokingly, first struggle for status and later you struggle for status quo. Kirtim palaya. To gain kirti, of course you have to struggle. And to maintain kirti, you have to even struggle more. Otherwise, it goes. Therefore, yoga is always followed by kshema problem. Yoga is getting this and that and all that. Kshema is protecting whatever you got. So, ahankara is always caught up in either yoga or kshema. And constant fear also, we have to have that. When it will be lost, you don't know. So if everything goes well, for example, then what, I have some other fear. Oh, some drishti will come. Oh, they will all be jealous of me. They may cast their evil eyes on me. So everything will be going well. But still he is not comfortable because he is always worried somebody will cast an evil eye on him or jealous of him. So then Swayam Prabha. స్వయం ప్రకాశక, ప్రభ మీన్స్ స్వయం ప్రకాశక. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ వాట్? దర్ ఇస్ అ నైస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హీ ఈస్ గివింగ్, చంద్రవత్. చంద్రవత్ ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ది మూన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ద మూన్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎ గ్రహణం అండ్ ఎక్లిప్స్. సో ఆత్మ ఈస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు చంద్ర ద మూన్ అండ్ సంసార ఈస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు ఎ గ్రహణం అండ్ ఎక్లిప్స్ అండ్ అహంకార ఈస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు రాహు. రాహు యు నో ది ఎక్లిప్స్ ఇస్ mythologically supposed to be crossed by Rahu. So Ahankara Rahu has caught Atma Chandra and therefore there is Grahana. And Grahana Kale, it is supposed to be so many evils are supposed to come. And that is why we are asked to do lot of japa and all, dhanam and all that thing during the Grahana Kala. Actually some people, they have a doubt. We say Grahana Punya Kala. And you also say there is lot of dosha, so many evil things are there. Grahanam is good for all spiritual activities and bad for all laukika activities. So grahanam is supposed to be bad because of the ahankara grahanam. The atma has got a bad time. And what is that? Samsara kala. Samsara kala is the bad time. You know, in our horoscope, you have got that bad time, this bad time, so do this shanti, that shanti, worship this navagraha and all that. సో ది సంసార కాల ఇస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది బ్యాడ్ టైమ్ ఫర్ ఆత్మ. ద ఓన్లీ థింగ్ ఇస్ దట్ వాట్ ది లోకల్ గ్రహణం విల్ బి ఫర్ అ ఫ్యూ అవర్స్, మేబీ 3 hours, 4 hours, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఇస్, బట్ ద సంసార గ్రహణం ఈస్ అనాదికాల ప్రవృత్త. యూ డోంట్ నో హౌ లాంగ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు కంటిన్యూ. ద మోమెంట్ ఆత్మజ్ఞాన కమ్స్ దెన్ గ్రహణ ముక్తి హ్యాపన్స్. దేర్ ఫోర్ చంద్రవతే. అండ్ వై ఈస్ చంద్ర ఎగ్జాంపుల్ గివన్? బికాస్ ఆల్ ది ఫోర్ థింగ్స్ దట్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దే ఆల్ విల్ ఫిట్ ఫర్ హిమ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ విమల, ఇట్ ఈస్ శుద్ధ, పూర్ణ. పూర్ణ మీన్స్ సదానంద. బై లుకింగ్ అట్ ద మూన్ వీ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ ఫుల్ ద ఫుల్ బ్రైట్నెస్, ఇట్ గివ్స్ అస్ ఆనంద, హ్యాపీనెస్. వెరాస్ సన్, ఇఫ్ యూ గివ్స్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ సన్, ఇట్ సన్ ఇస్ వెరీ స్కార్చింగ్, ఫుల్ సన్ స్ప్లెండర్ సన్ ఇస్ వెరీ స్కార్చింగ్. సో వెరీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్లీ శంకరాచార్య టుక్ చంద్రగ్రహణం అండ్ నాట్ సూర్యగ్రహణం. చంద్ర ఇస్ కాల్డ్ హిమాంశు. హిమాంశు మీన్స్ కూల్ రేడ్ వన్, ద వన్ విత్ కూల్ రేస్. అండ్ స్వయం ప్రభ సెల్ఫ్ ఎఫల్జెంట్. Relatively, we have to understand, we know very well the Chandra is not self-sufficient. Therefore, freed from Ahankara, be freed from samsara and own up your Sakshi nature. Shloka 301. Yova pure sohamiti pratitaha buddhya praklupta samasati mudhaya tasyaiva nisheshataya vinashe brahmatma bhavaha ప్రతిబంధ శూన్య. సో హౌ వాస్ అహంకార డామినేటింగ్ ఎ పర్సన్స్ లైఫ్? ఇట్ డామినేట్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఐ నోషన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్లేస్డ్ ఆన్ ది బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్. పురే మీన్స్ ఇన్ ది పురం, ఇన్ ద శరీరం. పురం మీన్స్ ద బాడీ. సో అహం ఇది ప్రతీత, అహంకార ఎక్స్ప్రెసెస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఐ యామ్ దిస్ బాడీ, ఐ యామ్ దిస్ మైండ్. And therefore only there are my children, my house, my possessions, all those things come. So the first notion is I am the body, and through the body there are so many connections. Ajahn Swamiji gives a nice example. The person, he gets married to one individual. He has got only connection only with one person. But what happens? The moment that connection, moment the three knots are tied, Mangala Sutra is tied, he has got umpteen number of relations in the form of that in-law, this in-law, that this and all that thing. Through one sambandha, the person gets a mahasambandha. Similarly, we are getting married only to ahankara, but the in-laws are the entire creation. Therefore, pure means sharire, aham iti pratitaha, in the form of I notion, first the marriage takes place. And what is the muhurtam for this marriage? అజ్ఞాన కాలే, దట్ ఇస్ ద ముహూర్తం. అండ్ హూ ఇస్ ద బ్రోకర్, ద పర్సన్ హూ ఎనేబుల్స్ ద మ్యారేజ్ టు హ్యాపన్? అతి మూడయా బుద్ధి, ది బుద్ధి విచ్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ డెల్యూటెడ్ బుద్ధి. అండ్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ అతి మూడ? తమస, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ తమో గుణ, ద బుద్ధి ఈస్ అతి మూడ. అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ అహం ఇది ప్రతీత అండ్ ప్రక్లుప్త, డిసైడెడ్ బై, గవర్న్డ్ బై, are caused by this deluded intellect, the ahankara was prominent in this samsari's life. Is there something higher than this? Is my real nature? So kastvam, koham, kuta ayataha, kame janani, kome tata, all those inquiries. So is this the real I? Or is there something more real than this? All this inquiry should happen. So even without allowing to think like this, the entire life is governed by ahankara. And what is the remedy? Tasya nisheshataya vinase. That ahankara should be totally destroyed. Nisheshataya. Tasya means ahankarasya. So, nisheshataya vinase should be totally destroyed. That is why they say, ultimately, even saying, I am a bhakta is a form of ahankara only. I am a sannyasi, another form of ahankara. I am a guru, another form of ahankara. And to say, I am a jnani is also another form of ahankara. Because to say, I am a jnani, you have to get related to the mind and thought and all that. And therefore, a jnani does not even claim, I am a jnani. Brahmaiva na brahmavit yaha kaschit sa surendra vandita pado noonam manisha mama. Manisha panchakam. అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ తస్య వినాశే ఏవ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ టోటల్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్. అండ్ వాట్ యు మీన్ బై డిస్ట్రక్షన్? అగైన్ అగైన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్. దర్ ఆర్ యు నో దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ది ప్లేసెస్ ఇన్ వేదాంత విచ్ విల్ కాస్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్. శంకరాచార్య హీ యూసెస్ ది వర్డ్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార. Then from that we will all, you know, talk about ahankara nashaha, mano nashaha. This mano nasha topic we have discussed earlier also. And then we conclude that jnani does not have ahankara. So how, now the question will be, if jnani does not have ahankara, how will he transact in the world? Because he is still living. Therefore, ahankara nashaha, ahankara mityatva nischayaha. That's what it means. Ahankara nashaha means to understand that ahankara is mithya. Falsification of ahankara is ahankara nashaha, destruction of ahankara. Exactly like what? Destruction of part without touching it. You destroy a part without even touching it. How? What is the Vedantic destruction? It is different. What is the regular destruction of a part? Breaking the part. That is what is regular destruction. But Vedantic destruction of part is inquiry. And through inquiry we understood there is only clay in the past, in the present and the future also. Part is only vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. It is nothing but a name and form. It has no existence of its own at all. This understanding, this is called the destruction of part. So thereafter you handle the part, but you know that there is no such thing called the part. Because what is the weight of the part? There is no weight for the part at all, other than that of the clay. Therefore, ahankara nashaha is equal to ahankara mityatva nischayaha. So Vidyaranya, it seems, he gives this definition. Na pratiti stayor nashaha kintu mityatva nischayaha. That's what he says. So ahankara nasha is understanding that ahankara is mithya. Therefore, vinashe. So, mityatva nischaye sati. Then, brahmatma bhavaha. Then the life will be the atma-oriented life. It will not be ahankara-oriented life anymore. The I gets a different shade altogether. What dominates my mind is what? The thought of aham purnaha, aham triptaha, aham nityaha, aham shuddaha, abhayaha, muktaha. These are all the ones, they are the thoughts in my mind. These thoughts will be dominating the mind always. Now and then, the role of ahankara might show up because it has to be played. Well, so long as you are in the world, we have to transact. So for that, we have to play that role. So brahmatma bhavaha, that takes over. So pratibhadda shunyaha, without any obstacle. Just as the part cannot obstruct the vision of clay at all, because there is no part at all as a substance to obstruct. There is only clay. There is no second thing at all like a pot. Therefore, Atma vision is never covered by ahankara. Pratibaddha shunyaha bhavati, which is called Jivan Mukti. It is called Jivan Mukti. Shloka 302. Brahmananda nidirmaha balavatam ahankara gorahinam samveshyatma nirakshyate gunamayaihi ఛండై శ్రీభిర్ మస్తకైః విజ్ఞానాఖ్య మహాసినా శృతిమతాం విచ్ఛిద్య శీర్షత్రయం నిర్మూల్యాహిమిమం నిధిం సుఖకరం గోరోనుభోక్తుం క్షమః ధీరోనుభోక్తుం క్షమః. శంకరాచార్య హీ గివ్స్ ద సేమ్ ఐడియా హియర్ విత్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ పొయెటిక్ ఇమేజరీ. ఇట్స్ ఎ లాంగ్ శ్లోక బట్ ద సింపుల్ మీనింగ్ ఓన్లీ. హియర్ ద జ్ఞాన ఫలం ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మానంద ఇస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు ఎ ట్రెషర్, ఎ నిధి. And the seeker who has done Shravanam and Mananam and who has got Jnanam has certainly found the treasure of Brahmananda. He has to only own it up. He has to only take it. Once Jnanam has come, he has to only enjoy the Jnana Palam, the Ananda. But I find that the treasure is surrounded by a snake. Mythologically, all treasures are surrounded by a snake. So every treasure will be protected by a three-hooded snake. That was poisonous snake also. What is that snake? Shankaracharya says, it is the habitual ahankara, individuality, which I have nourished with the milk of varieties of karma. To that snake, I put so much of milk, give so much of milk by doing so much of karma. the three hoods of the snake, they are gunamayaihi, the sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. They are the three hoods of the snake. So sattvika ahankara, rajasa ahankara, tamasa ahankara. So sometimes sattvika ahankara is dominant. That is the ahankara which has done great social service. I have done this, I built temple, I did that, this and all that thing. I have got this, that title. They are all sattvika ahankara. And the rajasa ahankara is what? I have started my business from scratch. You know, I am a self-made person. Now I am a billionaire. They are all rajasa ahankara. And tamasa ahankara is what? I have destroyed so many people. So many people were killed by me in that war. That is actually in the 16th chapter. If you go through all these things in the Bhagavad Gita, you know. So these three ahankaras, they take turns and raise the hood to protect us so that we are not able to enjoy the Brahmananda at all. Like the Nidhi, the treasure is protected by this hood, the three-hooded snake. I have understood Vedanta, but I don't have peace of mind at all. That is a common complaint of a lot of people. So what to do? I will take only 2 minutes. So destroy that snake through Nididhyasana. Vijnanam and Brahmananda, Nidhi, that is Brahmananda. So through Nididhyasana, through Vijnanam, through inquiry, you destroy it, then the Brahmananda treasure will be yours. Now if you look at the shloka, Brahmananda Nidhi, the treasure of Brahmananda, Rakshyate. It is protected by, that's the second line, by Ahankara Gora Ahina. Ahihi means sarpa, the snake. The frightening snake, which is ahankara. And how does it protect? Atmani sarveshtya, samveshtya, surrounding Brahmananda. Atmani samveshtya means is surrounding the Brahmananda, keeping within its own coils. Atmani, it protects. With what? Tribihi mastakaihi, with its three poisonous hooves, heads, which are chandaihi. They are very fierce and bhayankaraha. As gunamayehi, in the form of three guna, sattva guna, rajo guna and tamo guna. And vijnakya mahasina, with the help of the great sword of vijnanam, nididhyasanam. Vijnanam is here nididhyasanam, or jnana nishta, that jnana nishta abhyasaha. So shrutimata, which is chastened by, which is sharpened by shruti, by the Vedas, by shastram. There is another reading also actually, Dyutimata, instead of Shrutimata, some books give Dyutimata, shining sword. It's called a shining sword, sharp. Sheeshatrayam vichidya. You cut off the three hoods of the snake, cut them off, the sharp. So Sheeshatrayam vichidya, and actually 14th chapter, Krishna says, Nanyam gunebhya kartaram gunanetan atitithrin. So Krishna says it very clearly here, cut off the three gunas. Transcend the three gunas and ahim nirmulya, having totally destroyed this snake, because once the hoods are cut, the snake will die. Then sukha karam nidhim, the treasure which is capable of giving sukham, ananda, that nidhi called jnana nishta, which is the source of ananda, dhiraha anuboktum kshamaha. Only a dhiraha, a person of determination, perseverance, sincerity, viveki, he alone, kshamaha, he is fit, he is capable of enjoying. So only a person of perseverance is capable of destroying the snake and enjoy Brahmananda. And therefore, what should one do? Take the sword and destroy ahankara and enjoy ananda. Otherwise, looking at ananda, we will be more miserable. Whoa, I got all the knowledge. I am not able to enjoy it. So, own up and enjoy. That's what he says. We'll stop here. Continue in the next webinar. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Shri Krishna Arpana Narayana.